Next patient is Francis Lucas. That is L-U-C-A-S, Lucas. L as in Lancy. L-U-C-A-S, Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S. Date of birth is 6-4-43. Date of visit 1-19-23. Please make a copy for Sandra Buchanan. B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N, Sandra, M-D. Sandra Buchanan, M-D. Dear Sandra, thank you for sending. Francis Lucas for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 79-year-old male with a history of hypertension, diabetes, and history of lumbar disc disease, has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion. The patient was sent for a complete cardiac evaluation, and he is being treated for hyperlipidemia and hypertension, and he denies any significant cough. Wheezing. He does, however, have pains around the chest and back. And his most recent chest CT done in October. I'm sorry, his most recent chest CT was done in June 22. Which showed elevation of the left hemidiaphragm with atelectasis and scarring in the lingula and calcification of the coronary arteries. He also had a sinus CT done in October 22, which showed chronic sinus disease, including the maxillary and sphenoid sinuses with air fluid level and mild septal deviation to the left. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes a history for lumbar disc disease and history of sinus surgery. He has had lumbar disc fusion in 2013. He was treated for COVID-19 infection in 2021. Sinus infections recurrent over the past few years. He also had polymyalgia in the past. History of cataract surgery with implants 25 years ago. Tonsillectomy. I'm sorry, turbinectomy in 05. Is a known hypertensive for over 20 years, diabetes mellitus for 10 years. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies were listed. Next, habits, the patient does not smoke, drinks alcohol moderately. He worked on the farm, exposed to dust and asbestos. Next paragraph, oh, can you please change asbestos? Exposed to dust and pollen. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of an MI. Mother died of kidney cancer and metastasis. Next, medication list. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Coreg, 12.5 milligrams BID. Lisinopril, 20 milligrams a day. Meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams daily. Metformin, 500 milligrams BID. Prednisone, 1 milligram daily. Zolpidem, 10 milligrams HS. Lovastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Allopurinol, 300 milligrams daily. Next, paragraph. Review systems. The patient has some fatigue, no weight loss. He had cataracts, no glaucoma. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, flank pains, or burning. And no hay fever. He has shortness of breath and no cough. But in the past, he had hemoptysis a year ago. No abdominal pains, nausea, rectal bleeding, no diarrhea, constipation. Yes, occasional chest pains, arm pain, no palpitations, no anxiety, no depression. He has no easy bruising. He does have some joint pain, some muscle stiffness. He has shoulder pain, numbness of the extremities, and lower back pain. No blackout spells, no skin lesions, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white male is in no acute distress. There's no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 over 60, pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 166, saturation 96. HENT, enormous phallic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions, with, diminished breath sounds of the periphery, and scattered wheezes bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2. No ST gallop or murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities revealed no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are ghostly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Can you please mention in the chest there are a few basal crackles heard? Okay, next paragraph. Neurologically, there were no focal deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic dyspnea with reactive airways. Number two is history of polymyalgia and number three, hypertension, number four, diabetes mellitus, number five is peripheral neuropathy. Number six, recurrent sinusitis. Next, paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CT chest with contrast to rule out pulmonary embolism. Get a CBC, IgE level, and a CMP. Advised to continue the Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and a follow-up visit will be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Sandra Buchanan, MD. Please, this is Dr. D'Souza.